we are seeing a situation where there's been a number of unfilled posts which have become vacant in the pathology department in Letterkenny, and that has resulted in the pathology department issuing letters to GPs across County Donegal in the last couple of days indicating that Letterkenny Hospital will no longer be able to process pathology tests on test results and bloods that come to Letterkenny as a result of that, and will instead be outsourcing them to a medical laboratory agency to do instead. And this is simply unacceptable that such a good service that is currently based in their own hospital would not be able to cater for this anymore because of the fact that there's vacant posts. And I've written to the Minister for Health and to the HSE to immediately provide the approval for these posts to be filled.
And this has a number of potential consequences, not least a time delay in actually getting blood tests complete and finished, and that will be a matter of concern.
Yeah, well, if tests have to go to Dublin to an outside laboratory instead, that means additional time, which is not what is needed in relation to pathology tests, where it's essential that they're done as promptly and as quickly as possible to ensure that their accuracy is of the maximum capacity. It also means in relation to costs that we are paying outside agencies for services which can always, whenever the assessment is done, be done cheaper and more cost effectively if they're done in-house with full-time staff doing it. So it's biting off your nose to spite your face by refusing to actually fill these posts, meaning that these have to be outsourced to an outside agency instead, which would be outside of the county, meaning that our own hospital, who has a very good service, is being undermined and not being properly supported in providing a very essential and effective service to the people of our county and to the medical practitioners in our county.
The HSE was accused this week of being very much penny wise and pound foolish and taking a short term rather than a long term view. Is this further evidence in your view that that's the case?
Yeah, that's exactly another example of it, and really it's a poor reflection on the government and the HSE that they are not overseeing the management of the health service in a way that actually ensures that money is spent wisely and that issues are looked at in terms of their merit as opposed to lines on books which don't necessarily reflect the reality. And if they look and assess this properly, they will see that by actually filling the vacant posts in the pathology department in Letterkenny, we will ensure that a top quality service which is done very effectively stays in the county, and that it will also be done at a lower cost than what would be otherwise the case by the current situation where the pathology lab in Letterkenny is having to outsource some of those tests because of a lack of staff.